Across the Midwest and the nation, many COVID-19 cases have been concentrated in nursing homes. It's often the result of an outbreak, but sometimes it's actually by design. In Ohio, the long-term care facility with the most known COVID cases is on Columbus's east side. It's called McNaughton Point and has had over 120 cases and counting. Operators declined requests for an interview, but a spokeswoman for McNaughton Point says the high number of cases is not due to an outbreak. Instead, they are voluntarily taking in COVID patients from nearby hospitals or other facilities. They created two units where patients and workers are kept segregated. Maureen Corcoran of Ohio Medicaid says this sort of arrangement sometimes is incentivized.
Because of COVID, we created a special designation that nursing homes could apply for that has higher reimbursement rates.
These designated facilities are called healthcare isolation centers, and they have bed capacity and specialized staff to take care of COVID patients. The higher Medicaid reimbursement helps ensure there are enough nursing home beds for people with COVID.
Maybe they were at home and they broke their hip, went to the hospital, but then found out that they had COVID, we knew that we would have a very difficult time finding somebody who would be willing to take them.
However, there are only 13 healthcare isolation centers in Ohio. McNaughton Point is not one of them, but it still stands to make money from the move by keeping their facility full. Corcoran says many nursing homes across the state have seen at least a 10% reduction in occupancy.
When we stopped doing a lot of surgery, it meant that nursing homes who were doing more of this kind of rehabilitative care experienced a bigger drop.
Pete Van Runkle of the Ohio Healthcare Association says facilities that voluntarily take on COVID patients need to be transparent with families. Otherwise, a patient's relative could get alarmed at the rising number of cases in the facility.
The more you communicate and explain what's going on, the better that they understand, and the less that they're less likely they're going to, you know, think that there's something bad afoot.
He says family concerns about loved ones are only exacerbated by the lack of visitation at some facilities. And that's what sparked complaints from the daughter of one McNaughton Point resident.
No one was allowed in. No one was allowed in. I mean, they could have done anything. That's what makes me so upset.
Vicky Kidd's mom, Norma Ann Carter, was a resident at McNaughton Point. A spokeswoman for the facility says they kept families informed about admitting COVID-positive residents. But Kidd says it was difficult to get answers after her mom was diagnosed with COVID.
They told me that she had tested positive, and so the next day I tried to get a hold of them to find out what they were doing. Well, I called and no one answered.
Eventually, she got in touch with a nurse.
I said, well, is she having a hard time breathing? I said, how is she doing today? And they're like, no, she's holding her own. And then the very next day, I think she passed away.
Kidd still doesn't know if her mom was ever put on a ventilator or transferred to a hospital for further care. McNaughton Point declined to comment on Carter's case. More than 24 people have died from COVID there since April. A spokeswoman for the facility says at least 75% of their cases were people admitted with COVID-19. However, the latest self-reported numbers from the CDC show about 50% of their case numbers are from admissions, which would mean the rest originated inside the facility. A spokeswoman declined to comment on the discrepancy. A written statement says the facility is doing everything they can to reduce the spread of disease while making sure COVID-positive seniors have a place to go. Paige Flager, Side Effects Public Media.